So, Chad, why are we doing this? Can you explain it? Why are we doing this?
Good question. It's a project Paul and I have been talking about for a while, and we're planning to implement it as an additional feature of what Grumpy 247 offers, aside from the written material we have on the site. And we feel that we're at a place now with the site, with the written materials we're happy with, and now we can give some focus on the video material. We have to admit it's a trend that's happening these days. It's something that everyone is doing, and people seem to be more into watching stuff, listening to stuff while they're doing their other tasks around or whatever they're doing. They can just watch and listen at the same time rather than just focus on reading. We have the utmost respect for people who still like to read. I personally love reading a lot, so this will not take away from whatever we're doing with the site. It's just an additional thing which we're doing right now. Hopefully it gets the traction from our readers. Hopefully it will attract more fellowship to the site, and it could be the best step, next step, for Grumpy 247 on this long journey. Like, the site has been around for a long time. I've joined just recently, maybe 3 years ago. And yeah, I'm just excited to be part of this new development we're having over here. So just hopefully everyone who follows Grumpy 247 will be as excited about it as we are. And yeah, look forward to delivering this kind of material, and hopefully everyone enjoys it.
Well, firstly, everyone's doing it, right? Everyone's got a vlog. You've got an opinion, you've got a vlog. It's easier to talk and record yourself than actually to write. And we find we do a lot of talking and writing, and you know, perhaps some of our talking is worth putting it out there for you. So that's why we've called it Unplugged, because every day Jad and I at what we call a news conference based on the old traditional ways of how newspapers covered events. And Jad runs the news desk, I do the back end stuff, you know, get involved in that. But we always talk about topics that that are relevant, you know, spend at least half an hour doing so. So we felt that, hey, why not record some of this stuff? Because there's some good sound bites which we're going to write about anyway. So it's kind of putting our faces out there and saying, look, I'm prepared to say anything publicly. It's not like I'm hiding behind writing, etc. Because there are a lot of people that do that. There are a lot of websites that you can't find out who's behind it, you know. So, you know, we like a mom and pop store. You know, Jed and I, we run this place. We entertain you guys, sometimes not, sometimes you get angry, etc., etc. So, well, let's put it out there. This is who we are, and let's see. You know, if we get tired of it, we'll stop doing it. But end of the day, we'll see where we can take this. So if you're interested in us and you think what we say is important for the overall Formula One narrative, it's not always what the mainstream media tell you. I think that's important. Like 90% of it is obviously accurate and correct and largely what the teams want you to have out there. But there's a 10% or maybe even growing percentage where you want to know the real truth. You know, we do want to know the real truth. And here you are. Here's who I am, Paul Velasco, with my, yeah, I don't know how long, just in love with Formula One. It's my religion, my church. And enjoy the journey with us. Thank you.